Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, but not just any Tuesday, Randy.
It is
Cinco de Mayo.
Fiesta.
It's a midday fiesta.
Taco the midday Tuesday. Fiesta needs to go first.
Oh, yeah, it's a midday fiesta.
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
National Teachers Day.
There we go.
There's a lot of good stuff going on. Thomas lets us know there's a place called Cheeky's. I don't know where Cheeky's is, but I'll give him a shout out. Okay. Selling quart-sized margaritas to go.
Hell yeah.
Quart of margaritas is pretty good.
What kind of liquor?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you, yourself.
What kind of tequila do you like?
I like any silver tequila. I like a silver margarita? Tequila okay. And a margarita. Yeah.
Okay.
I like, gosh, I don't know. 1800 is really good, but that's kind of when I'm feeling fancy. I'll go Cuervo silver. I don't care. Fancy. I'll drink a Cuervo silver in a margarita.
Yes, but we both are not salt guys, right?
No, no salt.
Okay.
No salt. I like because I like to taste the liquor. I really do. I know the salt and the lime are to sort of dull the liquor flavor, and that's fine. Like if that's your jam and that's how you're drinking, that's good. I like to feel that burn in my throat when I'm drinking.
Oh, that bite.
I missed that
damn bite, dog.
I missed that bite. Where you gotta maybe take a minute and set it down and kind of take a breath.
Last time I had a margarita, it's been a minute. We were down, me and the wife were down in Miami just chilling for a weekend. And after I took this picture with you never been to South Beach, have you?
I've never been. No,
oh, okay.
I haven't.
Yeah, what they have like that. Oh, no, the restaurant, they have like a buy one, get one free, but there was like the mega margaritas. And so I was like, I bought me one so she could have one, and she didn't drink hers. So I'm over there double fisting these two giant margaritas, Andy.
You were feeling good at that point.
Dude. Yeah, man.
I had a virgin margarita on Saturday.
I don't ever, you know what, as long as we're partners, and I respect the reason that you're doing what you're doing. I do, because you know I do. You know I respect the hell
out of
you.
I know you do.
I respect the hell out of you. Don't ever say you had anything virgin around me again. Okay? All right, just keep that to you. Okay, talk to Wendy.
That's a rule.
Talk to Brian about it. I don't want to hear no more about your virgin drinks. All right, don't want to hear it, man. Because I'm drinking for four now.
You are
me, you, Lily, and Ashley.
Yeah, all four of us.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you a story about a virgin margarita. It's a funny story. No? Come on. All right. I'll save it. I'll save it for the post-show podcast. You know what I'll do? I'll tell the virgin margarita. I'll tell the virgin margarita story when I'm doing the stump chip challenge later.
There you go.
At Bunkmont Country Club. We had a good day yesterday. Damn near stuck it on top of that stump yesterday. Three really good shots. Problem I had yesterday was I tried to go Instagram live, I guess I did go Instagram live. I didn't realize because I was using the camera that's on the front of the phone.
Damn it, Andy.
So I was in reverse.
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, I know. I felt very technologically illiterate yesterday. It looked like I was chipping left-handed yesterday.
Yeah, that looks like something that I would do.
So I got to go back to recording it and then posting it afterward because I don't want it to look left-handed. And the reason I can't do it from the front camera is because then I can't see myself and I might be out of frame. Anyway, we'll tell the Virgin Margarita story later on in the Stump Chip Challenge. That's something to look forward to this afternoon. Another thing to look forward to is Tanitra Batiste, who's going to join the show in about 20 minutes from right now. This is something that we decided as a group we just wanted to start doing because, I don't know, I miss these guys. I know we got a chance to talk to Joe Patrick every now and then. We had Jarvis on last week. Like, we just get used to seeing the people that we work with every day, and we haven't seen anybody in almost 2 months now. So wanted to check in with Tanitra. We'll do that in about 20 minutes, get her thoughts on some of the stories we've been talking about, find out what her day-to-day has been like, and I don't know, just say what's up to your friends, really. Call your loved ones. So we're going to do that 20 minutes from right now. Some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt at 1240. But we kick off the noon hour, as we do every day, with the most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive. For more info, go to BraxtonAutomotive.com.
We're aiming to be open up next week, you know, to allow our players to come in and get shots. We're going to be really cautious with it. We're obviously monitoring the situation here in Atlanta. I've got a meeting with our doctors coming up this Thursday just to get, you know, the latest numbers.
Travis Schlenk there, not talking about the kind of shots we were talking about, Randy. Hoping that his guys are going to be able to get into the facility on Friday as the NBA is allowing that. And if you're in a state like we are in Georgia that has relaxed the restrictions, you can do that. So the rules are still really, really strict about having guys in there, though. So we'll see if this leads to anything else positive soon. But Atlanta United is opening their training ground tomorrow. Looks like the Hawks are going to allow some guys to come in and get some shots up on Friday. So, I mean, it is what it is. I still think we're a long way away from either one of those leagues playing games, but it's something. So that's good.
That's the key to everything you just said, Andy. It's something. And it's something in a positive direction. That's how I look at it. Now, it might be one guy in per hour. It might, you know, you don't know how many guys are going to be allowed in a, you know, in a certain space for how long, whatever. But to me, it's a positive direction that they are allowing somebody to come back. They're opening up the facilities for these guys to come in, probably just get up some shots in there. They probably won't be no one-on-one, but we know how athletes are. Hey, man, go over there. Hey, Steve, the trainer, go over there and take somebody's ankles off. Trey, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something like that, man. It is, man, because that's how people – that's how competitors are, man. We just want to go. We just want to play the sport.
What it's going to be is whoever's, like, you go in there, get shots up. Probably somebody's not even allowed to rebound for you. But if they are, they're just going to be down there with a sanitary napkin, wiping the basketball down, and then kicking it back out to you. Because they've got to sanitize everything throughout the entire day. I read a story where the equipment in the facilities, once they're open, and the basketballs specifically, have to be sanitized over 40 times a day.
Damn.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. Once guys get in there and start actually using, maybe they could make a net out of like twisted up Purell wipes.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be something they could do.
That'd be something.
Yeah. So every time you swish a shot.
It would probably tear, Andy.
It'd probably tear. Yeah.
No,
probably not
a good idea. I think it would. But I like what you're thinking at, my man. It's real.
Maybe
real,
you wet
clever.
Wet the net down with some Lysol. Just spray the Lysol so it's dripping out of the net. So every shot you make. You know? No?
Yeah, Andy. No.
All right. Let's get into something that we didn't get into yesterday. Here, the bottom line is these gyms are going to be opening back up. Training is going to be opening back up. Hopefully, that's a step towards the NBA and the MLS and Major League Baseball actually being able to do what Korean baseball did today, which is open their season. There's a lot more steps involved in it than that, though. We'll get back into that and what's trending at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We didn't get a chance to really react to every part of The Last Dance yesterday. One of the big storylines in this last episode was the Dream Team from 92, the fact that Isaiah Thomas was left off the team. And here's Michael Jordan's account of how he feels about Isaiah now.
I respect Isaiah Thomas's talent. It, to me, the best point guard of all time is Magic Johnson, and right behind him is Isaiah Thomas. No matter how much I hate him, yeah, I respect his game. Now, it was insinuated that I was asking about him, but I never threw his name in there.
I don't know what went into that process. I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
Dream Team, based on the environment and the camaraderie that happened on that team, It was best harmony. Would Isaiah made a different feeling on that team? Yes.
I love that part.
So there's at the end where Jordan sort of acknowledges that part of it. This is an interesting wrinkle of this documentary to me because it's so long ago. You know, I mean, that's such a long time ago that all this stuff happened. That I would imagine a lot of these guys haven't thought about it in a while. And in some ways,
they haven't. I bet
gotten over it a little bit because Isaiah Thomas talked about how him and his kids have interacted with Jordan and it's been friendly and all that kind of stuff. Now, Jordan is different than anyone and still harbors all of that resentment, as you can hear. I mean, he said right there he hates Isaiah and called him an a-hole in like the first episode of the documentary. But here's, I want to say problem, but here's one of the things about the documentary that's interesting to me, because Michael Jordan is on record back in 92 and 93 after the Dream Team talking to reporters saying that if Isaiah Thomas was going to be there, he wasn't going to be there. So now saying what he's saying today is a little bit of a different story. Like there's, you know, there's record of it. You can't just tell a different story because it's so long ago. Isaiah Thomas wasn't on the team because Michael Jordan didn't like him. And a lot of guys didn't like him. But Michael Jordan's the reason Isaiah Thomas wasn't on that team.
A lot of people didn't like him. And you look at this list of the clip, because Isaiah didn't get a chance to play in the, I think, the 80 Olympics. Because I think that's when the one they were striking. I don't think he got to play in that one, if I'm not mistaken. And then he didn't get selected to this. And so, I mean, there's that. But, I mean, this went back all the way back when they froze him out of that All-Star game, when they froze Mike out. In that All-Star game, and they went past the ball. Now Mike's, you know, Mike became the best player. And then you're playing against his team, and everybody knows that Isaiah Thomas was the ringleader. Now, he had the million-dollar smile. He was a little guy and everything. But don't get it twisted. Isaiah was the ringleader of them Bad Boy Pistons team.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
He was the ringleader of that. I think Isaiah, I think, and this is just my opinion, and because I'm just going by the people that I saw with my own two guys. I don't know who's a better small guard, him or Allen Iverson. As I said, that I've seen play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll throw Chris Paul in there, too. Now, I know people are going to say Tiny Archibald and all that. I didn't see those guys play. I saw Isaiah play. I saw, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it that way. But, I mean, Isaiah Thomas had, like what he said, he had the credentials to do that. And it was funny. I got a chance to listen to PJ Carlissimo, who was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, saying that it came down to Isaiah Thomas, James Worthy, and Dominique Wilkins, and Clyde Drexler. Clyde Drexler got the last spot on that Dream Team.
Hmm.
And those were the other three guys he was battling out with. Meek, Isaiah, and James Worthy.
You know, and the other thing I like about Jordan and his, like, relentless hold on anything that he believes or any slight that he's ever faced is when he was talking about the Dream Team, and there's 12 guys on the Dream Team, right? Now, we know one of them was Christian Laettner. When he talks about the Dream Team, he did it multiple times in the documentary. He says, that's 11 of the best guys that are in the NBA. That's 11 of the best players in the world. He still makes a point of not saying 12. There's 12 guys on the team. 11 of them were the best players. And he's right. Like, he's absolutely
Christian
right.
Laettner.
Christian, no, I'm not like standing up for Christian Laettner. I've got no love
they
lost
showed
for
Christian
him in
Laettner
one way
over,
or another.
They show Christian Laettner over Shaq.
Yeah,
but Christian,
right.
Christian Laettner might be one of the best college basketball players ever, man.
Definitely.
Dude was... He was unreal in college.
Yeah, he was
you
amazing.
Hate him.
He was amazing. Yeah, he was very hateable. His Duke and his floppy haircut and all that stuff. And Shaq could have been on that team. I just don't understand why you had to have a college player on the team.
Like, me neither.
Put Isaiah on there instead of him. Anyway, I don't know. It's years later. It's got to be weird to dig it back up. Not for Jordan. Jordan doesn't care. He's happy to talk about people that he hates from 1992, from 1982, all the way to today. It's got to be weird for Isaiah Thomas. You could tell he was uncomfortable talking about it in the video. Like, kind of sitting weird, and it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's I had the credentials. I should have been on the team.
Because where are we at the point? Like you said, it seems like it's being drubbed up. It seems like a lot of guys are – because, I mean, that was the one thing that we knew about this documentary when it came out. Some old stuff was going to come back up.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can't talk about Michael Jordan and his legacy or whatever and not talk about the Dream Team. And you can't talk about Michael Jordan and Dream Team without saying something about Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boy Pistons. So, I mean, yeah, it was going to come back up. I know – I didn't forget about it, Andy. I mean, I think it was more out of sight, out of mind. You know, as far as after you watch the Bad Boys Pistons, you're like, okay – And then you hear they might coming out with this Michael Jordan in the Bulls documentary. So you're like, well, you know they got to say something about this.
Yep.
And so that's where they are right now. And now Isaiah Thomas is having to, seems like, have to re-defend himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's crazy because a lot of players did not like Dominique Wilkins. I mean, it's not Dominique. I'm sorry. Did not like Isaiah Thomas. But the thing with Isaiah, Isaiah was a great damn player. Don't let what Mike talking about, if you've never seen Isaiah Thomas play, have you thinking that Isaiah can ball? Isaiah Thomas is a damn hell of a player. Isaiah's some people think he's the top 5 point guard of all time. Maybe higher. I mean, that's how good of a basketball player that man was.
Hey, Jordan said he was the second best point guard of our time. He just hates him.
Yeah.
As a player, he respects him. As a human, he just hates him. Marshawn Lynch was on SportsCenter last night talking about maybe playing in the NFL again.
It's almost on that expect the unexpected. But, I mean, you know, just as far as right now, what I do know is, I'm going to keep it silent, like, is that, you know, my agent have been in talk with Seattle. So, like I said, we'll see what happens. If it work out and they, you know what I mean, and I get back up there, it is what it is. And, I mean, if not, I'm living good. So, I ain't really tripping too much.
Oh, man.
How great is that?
It's so good. The interview was great last night. I just wish they could have taken the bleep off because you can swear on ESPN now. Marshawn Lynch dropped 25 swear words in that interview. I mean, he's riding in the passenger seat of a car doing a FaceTime interview with Scott Van Pelt and couldn't have sounded, I mean, just sounded exactly like Marshawn Lynch, which he always does.
The best part about it was, is after he got him off, Scott's next interview he did, Scott cursed so they can bleep it out. It was great.
He did.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
He did. I just think, I mean, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen are dropping F-bombs on ESPN.
Yeah.
Just, let's let everybody do it now.
How about we drop some F-bombs on 92.9?
You go ahead.
Hold on. We supposed to be in this together, man.
All right. On the count of three, you and me are both going to say the F-word.
Hey, one, Andy, you got a baby.
Two. Wendy said we can't. We'll come back and talk to Tanitra, who I doubt has ever said the F-word in her life. We're going to check in on our loved ones. Tanitra Batiste coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Sports well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, the midday fiesta on Cinco de Mayo, Taco Tuesday, National Teachers Day. Pull back the curtain a little bit. First of all, this song's great, so we might as well play it as much as possible. Second of all, Wendy didn't have a choice because the other computer is not participating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it has, see, Wendy she's not as violent when it comes to computers like Brian. Wendy,
she
mad.
She wants to be.
But she wants to be. But Wendy, of all of us, she's the sweetest, the nicest, and the prettiest of all four of us. We know that.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Brian, he is the violent one when it comes to the computer.
Definitely. Brian can't wait for us to get in it. And I'm with him. Like, it's so frustrating, especially in that role where, us, if something bad happens, we can just talk through it. In that role, you got to play an audio clip or a song to get the show going. And if you can't do it, you literally can't do your job. It's so frustrating. I've been there before. I know what they're going through.
I've never been there, but I mean, I understand where they're going through because I see the frustration on all y'all face, on everybody's face before, you know. And before we get to our girl Tanitra, my man Jay Ballard, shout out. He just DM'd me his special margarita recipe. I'm not going to share it, Jay. Don't worry. I'm not going to share it with anybody, but I promise you I will try this tonight. So I appreciate it. Not a big Grand Marnier fan, but I will try it just because you said it. But
Grand Marnier helps a margarita. That sounds really good. God, everything sounds good. Any alcohol sounds good. Anyway, you know what else sounds good? Talking to Tanitra Batiste, because we haven't honestly talked to her, texted with her a little bit over the last couple of months. But Tanitra is somebody
I've been rude.
Yeah. We see her every day when we normally work in the office, and it's been, I don't know, 7 weeks since we've gone in. So, hi, Tanitra.
Hey, Tanitra.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you?
How are you doing?
Man, I miss you guys. Let me just first say that. Like, I talk all the time. I was telling you guys about Babe, telling him about you guys, and there's nothing like the energy that we have in the bullpen. So I just miss you guys so much. I was so excited when BG reached out yesterday, like, hey, you want to check in with the guys? I'm like, yeah, hello. I will actually stay awake for a little while longer. You know, how are you? Like four, so.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, I know when Brian and everybody, we were trying to come up with some new stuff, and we thought about it. We was like, yeah, I think your name might have been the first name. Yeah, we could have like Tanitra on and see how she's doing and everything. So how's the morning? I mean, because the thing with it is that because it's not, we're not in the studio, does Tanitra still get dressed up to do the show from the house?
Great question.
Really?
Really?
Yes, I'm fully dressed in. By the way, because that's where the acoustics it's the best of the house. So yeah, I get up every morning, hair done, nails done, everything did. Yep. So, like,
really?
I'm walking in the studio. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, Tanitra.
Respect to you for
I respect
that. Like, I the first couple days I was like, you know what? I need to keep my routine the same. I want the show to sound the same. I'm going to keep my – so I'd get up, shower, put on the same – not like I dress nice to go to work anyway. Like, you actually do dress nice. But, like, I put the same type of stuff on I would wear to go to work. That went away after about a week and a half. Today, right now, I got on basketball shorts and a tank top. I mean,
me too.
That's it.
Tanitra, I haven't worn undergarments since I left the Kia Studios.
Well, see, I keep thinking, like, you know what, in my head, Randy, and I know this sounds so crazy, but hey, you do what you have to do to make, like, this whole thing seem normal. So in my mind, I'm like, you're still on the TriCaster, you're still on a deadline, you're still, like, I literally treat myself like I'm physically in the studio, but just not physically in the studio. So even, like, when I get text messages from Brian, I'm like, ooh, he's mad BG today. Ooh, he's going to be fun. So I was sometimes just to hear mad BG. Like, Wendy goes off, I'm like, I'm listening, you know, from my car or whatever, just kind of the same routine, because I would listen to you guys on the way home and kind of text you guys from time to time if I thought something was funny with the segment. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing like, you know, the energy that we all have, that chemistry, that just the battles and the bullpen. I think I kind of, you know, the most, if you will. But like I said, I just kind of wake up same time every morning, just like always, kind of keeping my same routine. But it's still odd when you're sitting in your closet. Something's just not right about that.
Sean Thompson, by the way, checks in as a real naysayer here and says, tell Tanitra to bring back the soundproofing she stole from the producer studio. Sean Thompson accusing you of thievery. How do you respond to those accusations?
Please respond.
For that person's information, the Underboss, we got to get a new name for him, by the way, because he's not the Underboss anymore, gave me
it's true. We still call him Sean for now on.
I guess so. You want to, yeah, Sean.
Can we, damn it, Sean. Yeah, there we go. Damn it, Sean.
Damn it, Sean. He is damn it, Sean, from now on. That's who he is. But yeah, look, I tell you guys all the time, be nice and smile, and it gets you what you need in this life, and most of what you want. So, I just nicely went into Sean Thompson and said, hey, man, I can't be in a closet sounding all echoey. I need to, you know, have some flavor, some quality, some flavor. So, yeah, that's me. I jacked them all, got that, couple wives, couple different things from the studio, you know, just to make me feel okay at home. Because, you know, we're a dysfunctional, functional family, but we love each other.
Well, you got to make it sound good, obviously. I mean, if you're doing updates, you're still doing Sweet Tea Brings the Tea on the morning show, you got to make it sound as professional as possible. I do wonder, because, again, we haven't had a chance to hang out. Tanitra Batiste just hanging out with us for a segment, checking in with our loved ones. This is something we're going to do until we actually get to be back in studio with one another. Not only are you one of the update folks, one of the Sports Flash folks, but you're a reporter for the station as well. I know you cover the Falcons really closely. What have you made of the offseason thus far? Now that we're through free agency and we're through the draft, what's your reaction been to everything that they've done?
Yeah, I like the aggressiveness, and I use that word a little loosely, guys, because I still feel like it could have been a tad bit more aggressive. But I do understand, you know, you got to look at the draft capital that you have in place. You kind of got to look backward to see what you've done in free agency as well as forward. But I got to tell you, probably my best, and this is a little bit sideways, but I know who I'm talking to, so I know you guys will appreciate it. Sometimes it's not necessarily just about, you know, what you're going to be able to do on the field. There's a term that you guys use all the time, and I think, you know, Rob Tribble uses it as well, and it's that dog. it's that dog that you got in you, right? And so in addition to the talent that you're bringing to the table, whether it's, you know, AJ Terrell at corner or Marlon Davidson at defensive tackle and Matt Hennessy going with, you know, just the first couple of picks there, and even, you know, taking nothing away from Michael Walker, Jalen Hawkins, and I even like Sterling Hofferter because I think this guy is just beyond himself, beside himself being in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I think where you're going to see that breakout person who's going to be about, who's going to back up everything he says, because I think I see somebody who finally has that dog in him or kind of has it like Grady, is Marlon Davidson. Like, that's probably my favorite pick of them all because I think he actually has the pedigree to bring what the Falcons desperately need on defense. And I guess I'm of the mindset, not that I mind what you did in the secondary, I'm all for that. I even like that you're continuing to be somewhat aggressive. But it's something about him, guys. I got my eye on him. And you know what? We're doing this video conferencing thing, right? It's actually kind of neat because normally players are like, yeah, reporters, get out of my face. I'm tired of talking to you, right? They literally have been on the phone on the video conference with us 30 and 40 minutes letting us kind of peer into their lives. So we're on with Marlon Davidson. And I say, hey, Marlon, you know, on your IG, you basically talk about, you know, being basically a star, you're going to be a savage. I mean, what's going to be? And he has these quips and these quotes that he brings. And he gave me a quote that I've, like, held on to because it's hilarious to me. But he basically said, look here, when they saw me coming out of the womb, they knew I was going to be that dude, basically. And he said they knew I was something special when I broke out of the womb, and I am that guy, and I've been living my whole life trying to be that guy. And I'm like, that's the starting point for the Falcons to me. That's the starting point. So I absolutely love what they did with that particular pick. It's going to be interesting and intriguing to kind of see how it plays out. And then real quick, guys, I love what the Hawks are doing just in terms of, and the NBA overall, just in terms of staying connected to the community and just kind of staying in the forefront. I mean, I know we don't know kind of how things are going to flesh out. Maybe we'll start to see something when they get back to the team facility on Friday, and that'll kind of give us, you know, a snapshot into what things will, you know, what things can be. I think we have a call tonight with the Hawks, so it's going to be interesting to talk to Coach Lloyd Pierce and kind of get to pick his brain. But also, just wrapping that up, as a Braves fan, I've been, like, in a hog in the last, say, week and a half. I don't get to cover them as much as I used to because of the morning show, but I was a fan. I was that person who, you know, I didn't grow up with a baseball team. So the Braves were my team. So reliving 95 has been, you know, amazing. And I don't know if you guys, maybe I told you, maybe I didn't, but even watching The Last Dance has been great because I was actually at Game 6 for the fifth championship.
Okay.
So it's
you were?
Like, yeah, so it's like living my life all over, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. That's awesome. I would have loved to have been at that game.
Was awesome.
Hey, Tanitra, this isn't a very
conversation.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to tell you guys, I had a whole conversation with Coach Steve Kerr about it when I went to L.A. Last October, just telling him about him hitting the basket and kind of, not that he needed me to replay it in his head, but it was just fun replaying it with him when I met him last October.
One of the things that's been, you know, amusing for me, at least watching that documentary, is that they've relaxed the profanity policy on ESPN.
Yeah.
We were joking bringing you on. I'm just going to ask you, and then
channel you watch it on?
Do you watch it on ESPN too to avoid the swearing?
No, I watch it straight, no chaser.
Wow. Okay. Have you ever said the F word in your life?
Hey,
have you ever said the F word?
Would you stop?
I'm asking her. Let me ask her.
No. What you're trying to do is you're trying to treat Tanitra like that because we know Tanitra is front pew chutch going.
I know she is. That's why I'm asking.
She front pew chutch going.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And when Tanitra let one of them cuss words slip out, we all of us look like, damn, Tanitra mad at somebody.
She's been mad. She just left us out. Like, and that's the funny thing. Like, the whole bullpen would turn around if I say something. I'm like, what? I'm just expressing myself.
So, Tanitra, my last thing, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay,
you said you get dressed up, get ready for work, to work from home.
Yes.
Do you sit fully dressed in your Sunday's best, sitting on the couch watching church on Sundays?
Bye, Randy.
We got her to admit something. Tanitra, we appreciate the time. We miss you.
Thank you, T.
We can't wait to see you soon. Keep doing great work.
Everything's about to go get me some tacos and whatnot.
Yeah, we know whatnot does not include tequila when we're talking about Tanitra either, because like Randy said, there's nothing wrong with sitting in the front pew, but there's no tequila.
Ain't nothing wrong with front pew.
There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely. Hey, man, I'm in the back pew.
I'm in the back pew by the right, because that's close to the dough.
We'll come back. Brian Gebhardt going to join us for some damn good questions. Thanks again to Tanitra for hanging out. Good to check in and find out what she's up to. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Well, it's all right here in Tequila. What's going on? It's Carl Dukes from Dukes and Bell. You want to talk college football? The countdown is on to the college football playoff, and we do it every day at 4 o'clock as we talk dogs and more right here on Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There it is. Damn, Wendy's gonna beat this computer up. Yeah. You can hear it skipping. It's just giving her trouble.
Wendy feisty now. I didn't see not so friendly Wendy before.
Okay. Not so friendly Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy. She's sweet as can be, but boy, when she get that not so friendly Wendy, yeah, man, it's kind of scary, dog.
Yeah, the computer's on the verge of finding out exactly what that means if it keeps acting like it's acting. Hey, thanks again to Tanitra for hanging out. That was awesome. Yes, we're going
to
keep doing that.
It was so good to talk to her. It was great to talk to her.
As we're on quarantine, I think John Chuckery is up next.
We're going to get JC. Okay, that's cool.
JC in here on Thursday.
I got another, like, people are starting to send me margaritas mixes for today. So my man Lance Pettis, he says you have to get the at Tamara for the Ritas. Okay.
The what?
Cool. I guess it's a handle. To remain a tequila. Okay, I never heard that before.
Oh,
Tremana tequila.
Oof,
never heard
that
before. I'll try anything.
Call me in August. Anything.
Hell yeah! Thanks, my brother. I appreciate you.
You want to feel old, Randy?
I'm already.
You want to feel older than you feel?
Okay. All right.
Kurt Loder, remember him from MTV, the guy that did MTV News and would break into MTV all the time and give us stories when we were kids.
Yeah.
Wes Durham just shared this on Twitter. Shout out to Wes for this. This is great. Kurt Loder turned 75 today.
Damn.
75?
Damn.
What? How's that possible? 75 years old.
There's my idea. How about somebody just tweeted out? You want to explain something? You know, Jim Brown is Jim Brown is 86. He got an 18-year-old son. Like, damn. All right, Jim.
Good for him, brother. Okay.
They're pumping him out.
Still running strong after all these years. All right, we'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Lots going down today. Even some breaking news throughout the show to mention. Before we get there, though, let's get to some questions with Brian.
Now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. ESOG Now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Jim Brown's son, now he was signing a scholarship to play lacrosse in college. Isn't that the big news with him this week?
Because some people think his dad is, some people think Jim Brown is, which is his dad, that he's the best lacrosse player ever.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
The greatest lacrosse player of all time. He played at Syracuse, right? Like, he played lacrosse when he was – did he went to Syracuse, didn't he? Am I getting that wrong?
That's correct, Andy.
Yeah, he played lacrosse when he was – obviously a great lacrosse school. Yeah, that's what they say. That's exciting. Cool. Good for him. Is he going to Syracuse too, his son?
What's that?
Is his son going to Syracuse?
I don't think he's going to Syracuse.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's Hampton. It's Hampton or Howard, I want to say, that he wound up signing with. Speaking of old running backs, Frank Gore earlier today signed with the Jets. His son, Frank Gore Jr., he's going to begin his career as a running back at Southern Miss this year. So if you want to feel old about that. And Randy, if you've explained this to me off air before, I don't think this is something you explained to everybody on the air, but what's the one thing that you think Frank Gore does better than any running back you've ever seen?
The one thing, and I mean, I'd known Frank for a lot. I knew Frank in college. Got a chance to train with Frank every offseason in Miami. We would all be down at Pete Bomarito's spot. You talking about, dude, it's 90, it's 100 damn degrees out there. We on this hot turf. He pulling sleds in a full sweatsuit and everything. I mean, Frank was it's a good dude. Frank was the best power runner I've ever seen. And what I mean by power is the play. Where you usually have a double team on the front side of the play, and a down block, and then you have a guard pulling. And this, and they want the quarterback to give the running back the A-gap, so he slides over a little bit so he can hand the ball to the running back, and the fullback leads up inside. Frank was the best because he was the most patient guy ever. You remember those big offensive line, Andy, that they had the year when they were going to Super Bowl? That, you know, with Mike Apati and all, in San Fran with Apati and them boys. Yeah. Well, I mean, Apati was the guard. He was always pulling. He's a left guard. He would always pull right. And they would always run power to the right a lot. And what Frank would do is Frank would be so patient that he would wait for Mike to come around and cover the, and pass the center and get right behind him, right in that A-gap. And pow, he threw that thing, man. Frank, I never seen nobody run it better than Frank. Never. The day they ran it well. It's just the patience that he would run with. But the power, the way you run the power, the best way to make the power effective is to be patient and let it develop. And Frank was so good at that, man. That's what I always, when we would always watch San Francisco film when we were getting ready to play somebody that they played. I would always watch, I want to see what Delanie Walker does, and I want to see what Frankie G does and how he runs the football. Because they would run the counter trade with both of them, because a lot of times Delanie would be leading up. And so that would be my spot. I would be leading up like Delanie would. So, I mean, just to watch him just be so patient when he runs, it was just unreal. But watching him run the power, dude, it was beautiful, man. It was so beautiful.
Patience is such an underrated
virtue
that you can have as a running back. But also, I mean, some guys try to be patient and then they don't have the ability to do it. You have to be able to start and stop incredibly fast to be patient and then go. Like Le'Veon Bell is probably the prime example of running patiently. And you see guys try to do that and they can't. Like, it's not something that you can just do. But you're right. To see Frank Gore still doing it at this age is unbelievable. He's without question a Hall of Famer. Right,
yeah, like man. You got some dorks that want to fuss just to fuss about him being a Hall of Fame. Frank Gore's going to Hall of Fame. Is he going to be a first ballot? Probably not. But Frank Gore is going to be in the Hall of Fame. You don't rack up yards like that. And I know people are like, it's 66 yards a game. You know who always says that? The damn person who can't run the football in the NFL.
Well, I just think, that was a criticism of Tony Gonzalez as well. It's like, well, the numbers look like that because he played for so long. But I think the ability to play that long is a skill
and
that deserves to be celebrated in the NFL. Like most, and especially at those positions. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're a kicker, and I don't want to, you know, downgrade what kickers do, but if you're a kicker in the NFL for 20 years, that's different than being a running back in the NFL for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's insane to be able to do that. Tight end, same thing. To be able to block and catch and go out there and get hit and do it for that long. Like, longevity is a skill set, and to be able to go out there and do it at that level for that, to me, is something that deserves to be celebrated. So I'm on the same page as you.
I'm with you. And the thing with Frankie was, Frank got hurt. Remember, Frank tore both his ACLs
in college.
And this is what they tell me. This is what they tell me. They tell me that, and I saw Frank. Frank was a bad boy. If Frank never got hurt, you probably would never heard of Willis McGahee, and you probably would never heard of Clinton Portis. Because Frank Gore was one of the best running backs in the city of Miami ever had. That's how great that dude was. He was a man amongst boys. But they could say, if he doesn't get hurt, Frank, he said, Clinton wasn't going to start over. And Willie Mack wasn't going to start over.
Yeah, but that's an incredible part of his story, too, to get hurt as often as he did in college and then have the healthy, long pro career that he's had. I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that when he had both those knee injuries in college.
All right, two-part question that our guy, Hugh Douglas, is heavily invested in today.
Okay.
The Hornets.
First part is, do you eat baked beans? And two, if you do you put meat in your baked beans?
Hold on. Do I what?
Do you eat baked beans?
Yes.
And if you do you put meat in your baked beans?
Sometimes.
Hugh's very fired
up
about it to the point.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I want Wendy's input on this as well, because he seems like you have to have meat in the baked beans. Like, the beans can't just be separate by themselves. They have to be accompanied by meat.
Oh, that's not true.
Because
there's good and bad baked beans.
Absolutely.
I agree, Wendy. Does Hugh not a cook baked beans? Because I'm still not sure Hugh not a cook. Whenever we see Hugh, he got his nice little Tupperware and everything with his chicken and his broccoli and his rice.
Can or you his cook? Fish, which he warms up in the work microwave.
Who's worse, him or that damn Mike McKenzie with warming up fish in the microwave?
Yeah, they're tied. But they're also both a lot bigger than me, so
don't worry about that, man. We brothers, man. They ain't gonna mess with you.
Yeah, probably not. But I'm not gonna let them do what they do. It's all good.
Yeah, I need to. I wonder, can Hugh cook?
No, I don't think so, man.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. But I mean, I think baked beans are better with meat in them. I don't know. I don't know that I've had good baked beans without it. Like you put some pork in baked beans, it just tastes better. Pork in anything pretty much tastes better.
Man, let me tell you something. Thank you, Andy. But there's nothing like that. Pork and beans, the best kind of pork. Remember you little kid, you had them pork and beans in the can. And
yeah.
In every can, I tell you what, we would look for that piece, that one little fat.
Yeah, that giant chunk of bacon.
That giant chunk of bacon in there, yeah. Dude.
If you got that's it, that, you got lucky.
If you got it, exactly, dude. You would pour it in there. There it is. Scoop that thing up.
Exactly. That was a sign of good luck to come over the next year of your life if you got that chunk of bacon in your pork and beans. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. A lot has happened today, so we'll get you caught up. Roddy Nabalsi from UGASports.com going to join us at 1:20 as well and talk about the SEC's plans to get things going in the fall. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!